98 FM. All day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Payday for a lot of people today.
Yes.
The last Friday of the month.
A lot of people waiting on that day.
Yeah, and a lot of people, I think, especially waiting on this one. You know, the January one is kind of gobbled up maybe by the Christmas.
Yeah, the January one you're just surviving.
Yeah. So the February payday is a very welcome thing for a lot of people. Our Luke Thomas has been out and about asking you, if you buy yourself a little treat after you get paid.
We're asking Dublin, what's the first thing they buy on payday?
Probably got to be shopping.
Shopping.
Yeah.
Holiday. Oh,
yeah.
Very nice.
For me, it has to be a sweet treat.
Perfume. Pennies.
Going to
Pennies.
Okay, shopping. Yeah.
Tea.
Cup of tea. Lovely.
A cup of tea. Paul, have you got something that's your go-to when you get paid?
I definitely have like the sexy bits shop. Does that make sense? As in, do you know
what, the negligee?
No, I wish. Yeah. Me and me, two up, two down. No. Do you know, like, you normally have to do your shopping.
Yeah.
You get all the bits for your dinner.
Yeah.
But then you can go into the nice aisle and you can go to the top shelf and pick up the nice bits.
The bit more spenny bits.
So like, if there's a good sexy chocolate spread you wanted to buy, but it was too expensive for the start of the month or the middle of the month,
gotcha,
you're gonna go, I'll go have that now. Yeah, or the nice crisps.
Yeah. You're buying the olive oil now on payday.
100%.
Yeah, I getcha.
Not the spray stuff that tastes
very
like cardboard.
Good. Yeah.
Have you got something?
It's kind of a bit basic, I think, but just a nice takeaway coffee and a nice, as someone said there, a sweet treat. You know, off to Bread 41 with me. Do you know that kind of thing?
Yeah.
There's nothing better.
I do like a nice candle or a nice diffuser on a payday.
I'm a massive fan of a candle.
Yeah, you can't beat a candle.
Yeah. TK Maxx is great for the old candles, and
is
you don't
it?
Have to wait for payday for that either.
We
would love to know this morning, what is that thing that you get when you're feeling flahoolock on payday? What are you getting yourself? The thing that you mightn't get at any other stage of the month, but just after you've been paid, what are you treating yourself to? If you let us know in a WhatsApp voice note, we'll treat you to IMC cinema passes.
Today is payday for a lot of people. It is the last Friday of the month. A lot of people out there talking about what they would be paying out for themselves on this coming payday. You've been texting us in at 087 798 98 98. Overnight oats, says Fiona in Talla. Amy says,
oh, what? Oh, it's a payday treat.
I know,
Fiona.
Look, we all have our things.
Yeah, fair enough.
Amy says, a big fat takeaway is a must on payday.
Delicious.
And Michelle says, guys, payday honestly means date night. Well, Michelle, whatever you're up to, date night or not,
yeah,
have a ball.
Nice. Here's Liz.
Good morning, lads. This is Liz. Payday, when I get paid, I just look at me paycheck and I go, oh, low again. Well, don't get excited. Good morning, lads. Enjoy your cup of coffee. Love yous. Love your show.
Liz, thanks so much for listening. Enjoy the coffee.
Yes.
Here's Breeda.
Oh, I get a nice piece of steak. But when I get me a nice piece of steak, I'll have it with chips. I'll put the chips on the plate. Then when I finish cooking the steak, I set the steak on top of the chip. All the juice is soaked down into the chips. And God forgive yous, lads, because you have me bloody starving now.
Oh, Breeda.
Breeda,
your steak sounds lovely.
We have payday today together.
I'm starving. I can't talk about food when we do the show because I don't have access to any of it. Here's Lisa.
Oh, the little tree on payday has to be the Java coffee beans instead of the 3 or 4 euro ones that you can get.
Lisa.
Yeah. Good coffee bean.
Fancy.
I like that.
Yeah, not love that for you. Natasha's been on.
It has to be McDonald's breakfast.
Of course. Double sausage and egg McMuffin, 7 hash browns, flat white. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Can't beat a double.
It's just sensational. Extra slice of cheese if you're getting a double. Here's Teresa.
Payday is my favourite day of the month because my roots badly need to be done every month on the day of payday. So I'm like a badger. But today, I'll be silky smooth. And everything will be matching.
Teresa is like a Herbal Essences ad on payday. I love that for you. And lads, you won't have to wait for payday to head to the cinema because Teresa, Natasha, Lisa, Breeda and Liz, we're giving you all IMC cinema passes.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Incredible prizes.
Sparkly costumes.
Your lashes are lovely.
98 FM.
Yes, our favourite time of the morning. Matchy, matchy. Yay. We give you 3 words. You shout back the first word that comes into your head after each. And if your answers match with the presenter of your choice, you could win yourself a ganzy load of prizes.
Here is AI, Rebecca and Brendan.
This is the final call
for flight, not TH.
You're now boarding with this €250 flight voucher.
But don't board that flight with creased clothes.
Look sharp when you use this automatic ironing machine.
Win, win, win. Where's Matchy Matchy?
Two great prizes.
Two fantastic prizes.
Yeah, you can gift the ironing one and keep the flight one for yourself, perhaps. Rosie's in Finglas. You're on 98FM. Rosie, happy Friday.
Happy Friday morning.
Rosie, I believe you got a gansy load of people with you today. Are they all got into school yet?
Two has got into crash and I've one with me here waiting to go to school now.
And who's with you there?
Jake.
Jake, good morning, Jake. Rosie, we believe you can set your clock to Matchy Matchy every morning.
Oh, definitely. I know what time I'm at. I know if I'm running late. If I can't hear Matchy Matchy, I'm running late.
Any plans for the weekend for you and the gang, Rosie?
I say we'll just be busy out with the kids.
Lovely. Lovely stuff. Off to the playground, maybe.
Yeah, maybe a trip to the playground.
I love a go on the swing still.
Me too. You can't beat it.
Yeah, but you can only go on the one, you know, not the one with the hole for your legs, because I'll get stuck. I have to go on the other one that's bigger.
Yeah, it's happened again. We can't have that again for you. God love you, Brendan.
Rosie, have you had a think about who you would like to play Matchy Matchy with this morning?
I think we're going to go with Brendan this morning.
Okay, I'm off to the soundproof booth.
I'll jump in. Bring us back something nice, a stick of rock, mate. Right. Rosie and Jake. Your first word for Matchy Matchy of a Friday is spring.
Roll.
Spring roll. Your second word is soup. Take your time. Your second word being soup.
Soup bowl.
Soup bowl. And your third word for Matchy Matchy of a Friday is hard.
We're gonna go with hard and soft.
Hard and soft. Okay, so let's recap. For spring, you said roll. For soup, you said bowl. And for hard, you've said soft. Are you locking in your answers?
Let's lock them in.
Bring them back in. Let's go, Bren. Oh, you look lovely there, friend. Now,
how are you?
We are absolutely fantastic. We are ready to go. Are you ready to go?
I am ready to go.
Okay, Brendan. To match with Rosie and Finglas, your first word is spring.
Spring. Spring time.
Spring time. Your second word is soup.
There's too many options. Soup. Soup bowl.
Soup bowl. And your third word is hard.
Soft.
Soft. Okie dokie. So for spring you said time, for soup you said bowl, and for hard you said soft. Have you matched three with Rosie and Jake in Finglas? Now, can I say you did well? You got two out of three.
Did we?
You got two out
what
of three.
What did we match on?
You matched on soup, you both said bowl. And for hard, you both said soft.
Soft. What did the guy say after the other?
When it came to spring.
Spring.
They said roll. A spring roll.
Oh,
he's kicking
delicious.
Himself.
Delicious.
Rosie, we're so sorry you didn't win this, but we will send you out a 98FM goodie bag. Thank you so much for playing Matchy Matchy. Oh.
Thank you very much.
Rosie, have a great weekend. Thanks for playing. And Jake, have a great weekend as well.
Have a great weekend, gang.
Oh, spring roll. Yes. Delicious. I love a veggie one and dip it into a load of sweet chilli sauce.
Now, I would have been with you, and only when Rosie said roll, I went, oh my God, that's a genius
spring
answer.
Roll,
I wouldn't have said spring roll.
Many,
if you want to play Matchy Matchy, all you got to do is text your name and the word Matchy to 087-798-9898. Yet myself and Brendan will be playing next Monday.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Friday morning on 98 FM's Big Breakfast with Brendan, and Paul is in for Rev.
Yes, and one of the most powerful musicals ever written is back on stage in Dublin. Blood Brothers tells the story of twin brothers separated at birth, exploring class, fate, and the idea of nature versus nurture. It's a show that has moved audiences, including myself, for absolute decades. And Gemma Broderick, who plays Linda, joins us on 98 FM's Big Breakfast. Gemma, good morning.
Good morning.
So listen, for anybody who has never seen this show before, how would you describe Blood Brothers in a nutshell?
I mean, emotional.
Yeah.
It's a story of nature versus nurture. So it's what would, it's a sliding door moment. Mm. Twin boys, one is brought up in a very middle class, well-to-do household, and one is brought up in poverty. And then it shows the comparisons and the similarities and the differences between the two upbringings and the effect that they then have on your attitude, your outlook, and your entire life.
Mm.
It's a beautiful story. It's why it's lasted the test of time,
yeah.
Really.
It's incredible, very, very powerful show. What is it you love about playing Linda?
Oh my God. It was an obsession playing Linda. So I saw it when I was 14. And I love that she's the strength and the constant. I feel like a theme throughout Blood Brothers is the strong women.
Mm-hmm.
And now that's not as much of an issue in writing. But when I first watched this when I was 14, a lot of... You know, I think this is a bit of a, I think this might be Reese Witherspoon who says this, but a lot of writing tends to be the woman turning to the man saying, what do we do?
Mm.
But in Blood Brothers, it's the women.
Yeah.
The women, Mrs. Johnston, Linda, they are the forces of nature and they're looking after all the men.
Mm.
And I think the strength of her, she really reminds me of my nan and I just really relate. I mean, they're from the same place, for example. My nan got moved, her flats got knocked down, her council flats, and they got moved. And it just really always really resonated with me, Linda. And so I obsessively, from 14, wanted to do it. And I thought, oh, I'll be doing that when I'm 21. But I didn't get it till I was 33. Humbled.
You talk there about, like, you know, it is the women who are behind the men in this situation. And that must be, to get yourself ready for that every single night, must be, because you go through so many emotions. Do you prepare for that? Or are you just kind of so off the cuff? You're like, right, let's go, hit up the curtain, let's rock.
I've got a process so I don't start getting sad. The longer I've been doing it, the better I've got at this. I don't need to start getting sad now until the split scene. So until the last costume is on,
yes.
I kind of stay in my happy place. Mm-hmm. And I used to stay in a very dark place from that until the very end. But now I've learned to give myself a break. There's kind of probably 6 minutes where I kind of run around, but I'm not speaking.
Yeah.
And that I give myself a breather. So I come out of the dark place because I find it easier to re-enter now.
Yeah.
Because it's muscle memory.
Yeah, yeah,
it's like
the
neuro pathways.
Yeah, yeah.
But in the old days, like when I started doing this, I used to just be sad for like long periods of the day.
Putting on a Reese Witherspoon film just to get yourself back up again.
I went to see Blood Brothers with my mum at the Borgash, one of the last times it was here. And at the end of it, my mother was so uncontrollably like hysterical. I was like, is there a family secret you need to tell me about? What is going on? It really, really, really resonates with audiences everywhere. But I think, like, particularly with an Irish audience, like, just the emotion just really hits people.
Yeah, yeah. I think the comparisons between Liverpool and half of my family are Irish, for example, because they all moved to Liverpool from Ireland. I think you can really, it resonates in working class places. Mm-hmm. Generally more. You know, I won't name towns, but we go to some places in Liverpool and, you know, we're used to everyone standing up, crying their eyes out, and you'll get occasional, oh, that was lovely. That was really lovely. It's like, oh, I don't think this is necessarily for you.
Now, when I found out you were coming in, I was kind of delighted because actually I'm a massive musical theatre fan, right?
Yes.
I love musical theatre. It's in my bones because my first ever musical stage play to see was Blood Brothers and it was Rebecca Storm playing it in the Gaiety Theatre many, many moons ago, right? Do you remember your first entrance into the musical theatre land and what really grabbed you to kind of go, this is my life?
This is random though. Mine was... Starlight Express.
Oh, yeah.
On the rollerblades, off we go.
Which is wild. So, yeah, it was before I'd seen Blood Brothers, and I just saw that on a whim. I think I got through dancing, I got like tickets for £15, and I just went with my friend.
Bob.
I was mesmerised. I then paid for me to go the next day again because I was like, I became like obsessive.
Obsessed, yeah.
I'm lucky that in them days there wasn't Instagram and stuff because I'd have been like, a weird cast stalker. Yeah. I'd have been obsessed with them. I was lucky that there was distance on purpose without a choice. But I was Starlight Express. Like the lyrics of that, I mean, I'm not here to sell that show, but yes. It's a great show.
Blood Brothers is better.
Blood Brothers is better.
You're here for the next kind of week or so. Are you getting to see much of Dublin while you're here? Have you been here before?
I've been here twice. I first came to Dublin with Scylla the Musical years ago. And then we were here for 2 weeks, and then 3 years ago I came here with Blood Brothers, and then we're back with Blood Brothers now. We go to the Brazen Head a lot.
Oh yeah, very good. I think it's one of the pubs that claims to be the oldest in Ireland. I think a few of them all make the same claim. Yeah. There's plaques outside many pubs that say we're the oldest in Ireland.
Yeah.
I don't know what the measurement is.
It's very hard
it's
to measure.
It's not time anyway.
Gemma, if you're somebody who's never seen Blood Brothers before, why is it the best experience to go for your first kind of experience into musical theatre?
I think it's a real journey. You don't have to like musical theatre to like Blood Brothers. Mm-hmm. It's a musical play and there's so much heart to it. And there's a lot of light and shade. We all talk, everyone knows it's sad, don't they? But there's so much comedy through it. It's so engaging as a show. And actually, I do think because the writing in Blood Brothers is possibly one of the strongest writings of any musical, let's say. It was never supposed to be this big. And I think you can really tell because it was supposed to be, it was written for, you know, for schools to teach them about nature versus nurture and stuff. So you can really feel the heart and the intention behind it. Now it's being commercialized. It was never meant to be commercialized. So it's got such character and such heart where other shows necessarily might not have.
Well, it stands the test of time for sure.
It sure does. It sure does. Blood Brothers, it's on at the Borgosh Energy Theatre to the 7th of March. Gemma Broderick, thanks for coming to see us.
Thanks for having me.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
And Big.
98FM with Persil Wonder Wash Dazzling White Liquid Detergent. Whites that wow in just 15 minutes. 98FM.
Well, it is Friday morning. And maybe you are listening to us while working from home today.
Yes.
A lot of people who can work from home would choose to work from home.
Especially on a Friday.
On a Friday. I feel like if you get the option, a Friday and a Monday now be the, you know, the ones.
Oh, yeah.
Bookend to just go in Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Don't
you know?
Get in your pajamas.
Yeah. Well, you might be able to stick a wash on or, you know, get a few jobs done around the house while you're listening to 98FM and working from home this morning. But make sure you aren't slacking off now too much, right?
Oh.
A police sergeant in England has been sacked for using a photo frame to weigh down her laptop keys and give the false impression that she was working from home.
Oh my God, like as in typing?
Yeah, so Avon and Somerset Police said the officer, who's only identified as Sergeant X, used the trick on the majority of shifts that she worked in April and May of last year.
Where was she?
I don't know where she was. I don't know what the excuse was, but the officer admitted using a corner of a frame to weigh down the keys so her laptop wouldn't go into sleep mode. An investigation was opened after data showed the officer's keystrokes were significantly high or just significantly held down.
the one letter.
Yeah. Sergeant X was dismissed without notice and barred from working with the police ever again.
Oh, wow.
But yeah. You know, they can like kind of track your home laptop for work or whatever.
Yeah.
So if you're just holding down, I don't know, the catarrh or whatever. The one.
The control.
Yeah, catarrh. Did you ever hear about the trick that people were doing during lockdown with the glass tumbler?
No.
So this became a thing when people started working from home during the pandemic. They could monitor your mouse activity.
Yes.
And I heard, allegedly, that some people were turning a glass tumbler upside down and then you will put the mouse on top of the glass tumbler so that basically it was constantly looking for a hard surface through the glass and it looked like it was moving.
Oh my God.
Isn't that genius?
If you're in a call centre, I know they count how many calls you take in a certain level of time.
Yeah.
So if you don't take enough, they're questioning what you're doing.
I know someone who used to plug out the internet and say their internet was broken that they couldn't do the calls anymore. And did you ever also, have you ever heard about if you were to phone in sick, how you're supposed to do it to make it sound like you sound more ill than you are.
Is it through your sleeve or something? Or
I haven't heard that one, but I'd say that would work. Apparently, if you hang backwards off your chair or off your bed and you're like, hello, I can't come in, you sound more sick.
Okay.
If you're phoning in sick, you hang upside down off the edge of the bed or your seat.
Now, morally, we don't advise you do that, obviously. Need to, just hang off the edge of the bed.
Exactly. finally this morning, lads, I am not religious, but I am a fan of a good hymn.
Oh, hymn?
I love a good hymn. some of them can be real bangers. Have you heard about this fella called Paul Lubby?
No.
He took the internet by storm a few weeks ago when he posted a video of him playing a pub gig in Australia. Now, he's from Ireland, but he lives in Australia, right? The caption on his video is, when you play a mass tune at your gig and it goes off.
Here I am, Lord?
Yeah! It's a banger! So, Paul, at the end of his gig, I don't know, he was like obviously singing different covers or maybe some of his own songs. And at the end, he decided to just bash this out and the place went wild. I can only assume he was in an Irish bar in Australia.
There is definitely some hymns that you remember from school days, you kind of go, God, put that into a remix.
Yeah,
Send that over to Mark McCabe.
Yeah, I think Here I Am, Lord, is probably up there, right? so he since uploaded a load of what he calls mass bangers to his Instagram. Here's a bit of Be Not Afraid. It really works! And now Paul Lubby is releasing Here I Am, Lord, officially. It's going to be out on March 6th on all platforms, including Spotify and Apple Music. Here is a bit of the official studio recording.
Well, here I am, Lord. Oh my God. That's genius.
Not only that, there is now a campaign to get Here I Am, Lord, to number one for Paddy's Day.
Oh my God. You wonder, who has the rights to Here I Am, Lord?
Jesus? I don't know.
Get up. 98 FM Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.